Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoors Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Well, it's that time of year again. We return every October to the Ocean Spray Cranberry Bogs. The farmers, they own their own bogs and deliver their red bounty down the road to the Ocean Spray processing plant, literally by the billions. People watch the Ocean Spray commercials and see the cranberries floating and think this is how they are grown. This is the final process. You see, cranberry plants do not like wet feet. The creeping plants are grown in a sandy soil, which drains very well. Well, obviously this means that there's not going to be a lot of water around. They produce flowers and fruit, which are ready for harvest in October. To better understand the way they are grown is to think of a built-in swimming pool with the sides and the bottom made of a sandy soil. The plants are grown on the bottom. There are many areas on the farm side by side for acres and acres. So think about, you know, there's a sandy pool, so to speak, next to a sandy pool, and it just keeps going on and on. And there are dry channels similar to miniature canals, and these stay dry all year long until harvest time. So you see, you've got these swimming pools side by side by side by side by side, easiest way of describing, and that's what the farm looks like. And at the bottom of these sandy pools, so to speak, you have all these plants. And they grow like, it looks like a mat growing across the bottom. So the plants are not tall at all, 6 inches, 8 inches tall, you know, somewhere around there. And then that's where the cranberries are growing. Well, when harvest time comes, water from the ponds that are on the farm, and sometimes, believe it or not, because farmers side by side, I own a farm, you own a farm, you may need more water or extra water. And through these canals, we may even be sharing water to help harvest, because, hey, I help you this year, next year you're helping me. And that's what life is all about on the farm. So water from the ponds on the farms are put into these channels or canals which surround the pools of cranberries. When they want to flood a particular bog, they simply open a release valve and the water flows in. So why go through this process? This is something so unique about this type of harvest. Think of it. You're not going to harvest corn this way, tomatoes this way. And the reason why you use the water is cranberries are hollow. Guess what? That means they float. The farmers have large flotation devices to surround the crop. And the way I describe this is you've got the farmhands in the water, and they put these in. Think about, you know, when you were a kid and you had the swimmies and you on your child's arm or your arm and you had them. Well, now supersize them. So we've got the ranch hands, the farm hands in the water, in their waders, and they're surrounding the whole crop now of floating cranberries. This is their crop. And they continuously, like, they corral them to a central point. On the side of a bog, there is a tractor with a huge vacuum attached to a PTO. This is the power takeoff of the tractor. It is attached, and the vacuum hose is put into the bog, into the center of where all those swimmies are there holding the cranberries. And it's now sucking them with this. It is now sucking them up and putting them onto a conveyor belt. At the top, it is now shooting the cranberries high into the air into a specialized open bed truck. Think about like some of the largest trucks you've ever seen, and this is what it is. But these beds are only used for cranberries, so they're not used throughout the year for any other purpose, soil. It is just for cranberries. And if you've ever seen Like, some of you have those popcorn poppers, they call them air poppers, and you just see the popcorn because it's a clear plastic and you see them popping. That's what it's like. You see them, you sort of don't see them in the vacuum getting sucked out, but all of a sudden they hit that conveyor belt to get to the top, and it's like an air popper system, and they're just shooting them, and you're watching them fly in midair by the millions, and like you're just seeing like every hour millions and millions and millions of cranberries. And when the truck is filled, down the road it goes to Ocean Spray. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Personally, I have spent a number of years filming episodes for Joey B TV. You can watch me working in the bogs on the farms. So you can watch it at Joey B TV. It's JoeyBee.tv. But don't go there now, because as I always say, you need to finish listening to this show. I have actually recreated the first Ocean Spray commercial there. The Lee Family Farm is one of the best run cranberry farms in the country. On this farm, I have interviewed Dr. Jennifer Chickalese from Rutgers University. Well, you see, me being a Rutgers grad, Dr. Chickalese, she researches cranberries and blueberries, creating better tasting and better producing plants. When I said prior that the cranberries float, well, the farmers have to have a method of freeing the cranberries from the plants. Many of them have created, and think about this, on each farm, you'll see a different device that was invented by that family. Because going back to the 1800s, you know, what before when I said that, you know, one farmer helps another, back in the 1800s, it was like, okay, today we harvest the Joey cranberries, and the entire town would come out and help my harvest. And the next day it would be, okay, we're now on the bee farms. And the next day the entire town would go there. So they were all helping each other. Now they each have created their own pontoon-like boat, a machine that floats in the water that knocks the cranberries free. Those of you that know me, I want to drive every truck, every tractor, and every machine on earth. I only can drool when I see the bogs and this machine in action. Back to filming with Dr. Chickalese. Well, we were at the Rutgers Research Center. We were in one of the greenhouses where they're doing research on a number of the cranberry plants. It was like 1,000 degrees inside this greenhouse. Camera crew inside there, everyone just sweating their tail off. Well, we're on camera, and Dr. Chickalese hands me a new variety that they're working on. She pulls off one of the cranberries, because they do blueberry research here. She hands me a cranberry. I put it in my mouth. I bite into it, and you could actually see on camera my eyes light up. I now know why cranberry juice happens to be sweetened. It was a soury, like, whoa. While on camera, I kept the cranberry like in the cheek of my, like on my little pouch there, as if I was a hamster or something. And when the segment was over, I just turned and spit it out. And camera crew was just laughing their tails off. That's what I always say. Now, there are only a few climates in the country that are conducive for growing cranberries. If you have never witnessed the harvest, please put this on your bucket list. Farmers welcome people visiting this operation. Just make sure you observe from a distance or wherever the farmer asks you to stand. Remember, they are on a mission to harvest. They're at work to harvest billions of cranberries. If you are allowed to visit any Ocean Spray production facility, this is also a bucket list item. And I'd say this, pretty rare to get in there because, again, we're talking with food and the purity involved. We had access one time, and I'm telling you, that is also a spectacular thing. That was like one of my bucket list things besides being on the farms. So whoever thought that cranberry harvesting would be so cool? Well, it is one of the greatest, coolest things on your bucket list for sure. Until next time, enjoy life's adventure.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's JoeyBee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. enjoy life's adventures.